USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi resumed Thursday as the two sides tried to strike a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package. The Democrats are pushing a $908 billion aid bill, while McConnell is presenting a $500 billion targeted package. Senator Mitt Romney says he's confident there will be a relief bill soon. The Utah Republican tells CNN that no matter what the final bill looks like, the most important programs will be funded.
We have a $900 billion bill. Whether it becomes $800 or $700 or what the final number is, I think is uncertain. But I do believe that key provisions, which is extending unemployment insurance, extending support for small businesses, vaccine distribution funds, these elements are going to be included. I'm absolutely convinced. And that's going to get to the American people before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe is warning that China's threat to the United States is a defining issue of our time. That warning coming to lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Ratcliffe also sitting down with CBS News and talking about how deceptive China was regarding the coronavirus.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that.
A wind-driven wildfire is exploding to 4,000 acres in Southern California as residents continue to evacuate. The bonfire near Anaheim has led to mandatory evacuations in several communities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling, but in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits that he set a bad example while urging people to curb their own travel. He's the latest in a line of public officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
CNN executives discuss burying the story about Hunter Biden's laptop and how to help Joe Biden with Cuban voters in Miami. That's according to newly released video by Project Veritas. On one video, CNN political director David Callen is heard saying, "Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden," which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.